hands on them and departed thence. And no doubt there was great virtue imparted, as we consider the woman who stole up behind him and touched his garment, and she was healed of her tragic issue of blood. Now, also in Proverbs 22:6 it says, to train up a child in the way he or she ought to go, and when he or she is old, the older, he or she will not depart from it. And over in the book of Hebrews, we find in the 12th chapter, about 3-4 verses there, and it says in verse 9, beginning, furthermore, we had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father's spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us. That word, of course, has to do with training and correction. Educated us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening, for the present seems to be joyous because of restriction, but grievous. Puts pressure on you if you don't have your own way. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness, which actually would be getting into these proper habits and modes and frames of life which bring forth the peaceable fruit of the Spirit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees that make straight paths to your feet, as that which you lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Then, over in Galatians, the 4th chapter, we find a couple verses, 1 and 2. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Now, what I just want to say here is what you already know, that when you look down the road to adulthood, which parents are responsible for the adulthood of that child through their proper training. And even God, the Father, does not neglect child training, as Brother Branham said so clearly, that when the last child is in a child training, then, of course, there will be a resurrection and a changing to immortality and a rapture and wedding supper and so on. So our thought this morning here is this, that God has given us two commands. You go back to the Garden of Eden, he said, be fruitful and multiply, and it was in Edenic condition. And at the same time, he placed on Adam and Eve restrictions, which restrictions would have been a form of training him to superb adulthood and taking his place in a society of which at this time we don't have an inkling, except that we would hunger and thirst within our vague understanding that such a tremendous society will exist in the future, where everything is of God, who is beneficent, the lamb and the lion lie down, the ox and the lion eat grass together, and nothing shall hurt, and God will answer before they call. Everything is going to be really wonderful. Now, since everything on earth is a type of that, actually, I see very good response in this church. So I want you to feel good about that. I see very good response amongst the young parents who understand this and are bringing their children up with an eye to the future, that there is a proper training which is restrictive to the motions of a child to a teenager. And even when the child leaves home, perhaps going to college and doing certain things like that, that the parent has a great responsibility in the future of that person to adulthood. As the scripture said, you bring the child up in a way, or train it the way you ought to go, he won't depart from it. And if there is a departure later on in life, there is the understanding that that still lies deep down within there. And though the person may never be saved, there is that understanding that that is the proper rule of a gracious and good society. And and the children then will begin to form back to it. Now today we have such a permissive society. The psychologists and psychiatrists have so degraded the human society in which we live, until even there is such a thing as a children's society, which we hope will never be guaranteed by the government. Because then at that time, whatever it was, you couldn't even send your children to school. You couldn't whip them. You couldn't make them eat what they should eat. Couldn't make them put their clothes on or take them off. You let them have full expression. Even if they wanted to cut your throat, well, they just didn't cut your throat. Now you say, Brother Dale, that's far-fetched. I don't know if it is or not. When I see what's going on in the homes that aren't permissive, in the light of those poor kids got to go and mix in the world that is permissive, I don't know about that. I don't know. Brute beasts. So, in this dedication, I'm not here to preach a long sermon, just talk about it. In this dedication, we want to know, as we dedicate the land, Catherine, King, that we must understand that the young parents, and until that's down the road when you're not so young, you have a great responsibility, but God's on your side, because even He trains and demands it. So as the great trainer and the great teacher, He will teach you and help you and train you in bringing up your children in such a way that they will respect you and love you and work with you, not to the extent that they're going to come home and sit on your neck, perhaps, because they've got to learn to get out in the world just like you become adults. But there's a great responsibility here, because it says somebody must bring up their children in the way they ought to go. And then it says, don't be discouraging, lift them up. In other words, it's going to be tough. Sometimes you've got to be tough on it. But at the same time, it must be an understanding that there is a lifting up. In other words, there is no negative in the house of God. Remember, God never did have a negative. It was what happened in His creation that brought about a negative. Then God took His positive and brought it over to the negative, and that brought a cohesive unit wherein God could move and do those things that are necessary. So, we'll ask Robert and Laura to bring the baby here. And we'll dedicate to the baby. She had a terrible time with sickness. But we're looking to see that all over now, and everything's going to be just as fine can be. All right, can we get you around here? Did you get the camera? Good. Oh, you got a little baby. She looked like a brother. Huh? Hmm? Well, what's your mother? Yeah. That's what she's pretty much. Yeah. I'll take this a little. Now, this is Anna. Anna? Anna. 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 Because she's fine now, Lord, and got to be as fine as a baby. With her parents, oh God, we instruct her in the way of life as it is in Christ Jesus. Now we commend her, dedicated to you, Lord, this sweet little girl again. And we plead, Lord, that she will respond to the instruction of the parents. May it be now, Lord, that her will be a very submissive beauty to the will. Not just to her parents, but in Christ Jesus. Now that she's got a little bit of health, we report for a complete health, a complete recovery, and everything about her will shall be just wonderful, because we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Okay, I'll give her back to you. We get rid of that and give her money. When she cries, it's all good. God bless you.